This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. We all know what a pain it is to travel these days. Long lines at the airport, the security hassles, jam-packed flights, baggage fees, and then when you finally get to your destination, the lost reservation. Okay, not always, but just think about what it would be like to navigate all the details of traveling if you couldn't see. Gary Metzler is blind. He and his wife, Jackie Hull, run Out of Sight Travel in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and they specialize in planning vacations for the disabled. Gary and Jackie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And I understand I should also be welcoming Dr. John, your yellow Labrador. He's there with you?
Oh, yeah. Goes everywhere I go.
You run a business that caters to people who are disabled and want to travel, and especially, I understand it, you cater to the blind. Is this a big business?
It could be a big business. Right now, the accessible travel and special needs market, they're budgeting approximately $13.6 billion a year on vacations. And people with disabilities totaled about 32 million, with about 24 million more that would like to go but feel they can't.
Gary, do you think most people who are blind think that they just figure that big traveling vacations are just too much of a hassle and they don't take them?
That's probably the case, that they think it's just too much trouble.
What's been your experience, Gary? Did you feel that way at one time?
I've traveled all over the place. The first trip we took was England. And then when we got Dr. John, we took a lot of cruises. Dr. John's been on 21 cruises since I've had him.
21 cruises. He's a well-traveled dog.
Yeah. He's been to Aruba, Curacao, Mexico, Canada, Bahamas many times. So he's been around.
Gary, talk a little bit about that, because a lot of, you know, we have this word sightseeing, which assumes that, you know, you're actually physically seeing the sights. What is it like to travel? What is it like to sightsee when you're blind? Describe that for us.
I use my other senses. Well, I had the experience that when we were in England, I got a chance to touch the gates at Buckingham Palace. I got to go to Windsor Castle and just, you know, they let me touch a lot of the stuff, the battlements and things. And, you know, there's just different ways to sightsee. I call it sight feeling.
Sight feeling. That's interesting. Were they letting you, do you have the experience sometimes that you're allowed to touch certain historic objects that other people aren't because you can't see?
Yeah, one time we went to Frank Lloyd Wright's house up in Chicago.
Yes.
And they gave us a tour, and they put cotton gloves on me, and they let me touch the glass and things like that, because they didn't want any interaction, but they did let me touch the, you know, I do get a chance to do a little bit more than other people.
Yeah. Could you describe for us what it's like to take a flight and land in a new place? Describe that to us, sort of the sensory experience then.
Well, it's different. Usually if it's a totally different environment, you have the different smells and the different sensations, the sounds. And England comes to mind because they have the different smells of London. They had like a lot of outdoor vendors, and you can smell the charcoal of things being cooked. And it was just an interesting experience.
Yeah. Jackie, I understand that a lot of people who are blind like to go on cruises, and you recommend them especially, don't you? Why is that?
The main reason I personally feel that a cruise is excellent for a blind person is because they can go to their stateroom, put everything away, put things where they know where they are, and they don't have to repack every time they go to a different port, where if you're flying from port to port on an airplane itinerary, you would have to repack and then get reacclimated. And they don't have to worry about finding restaurants and getting taxi cabs to go different places. It's all right there for them, and it's very economical.
Gary and Jackie, what's your number one piece of advice for people who are disabled, who really have never, you know, done a big trip before? Is it possible?
I would go with the Girl Scout model, be prepared. Or is that Boy Scouts?
Yeah, I think that's Boy Scouts.
Have all your ducks in a row. Make sure that all the paperwork is complete. A lot of people think that just because we're Americans, the Americans with Disabilities Act will cover us like an umbrella wherever we travel. But once we leave the jurisdictional borders of the United States, we're no longer covered by the ADA. So you have to make sure that you're familiar with all the laws and the rules of the countries that you're visiting or the different places that you're visiting.
Gary, what about you? What's your number one piece of advice?
Just go and enjoy and don't be afraid to experience life.
Gary Metzler and Jackie Hull-Metzler run Out of Sight Travel in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Gary and Jackie, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you for having us.